From Hollywood comes romance. Today, starring Victor Jory.
You ask when you'll see Jean Lafitte again. I'll tell you. When you see the moon riding the midnight sky. When you see a white-sailed ship scudding through blue water. When you hear a free man laugh. And you'll see me every time another man kisses you. That's when you'll see Jean Lafitte again, my beauty.
And now, romance brings you the exciting story of one of the most colorful figures of American history. The dashing, rollicking tale of a man who paid allegiance to no one until a young girl entered his life. So, with Victor Jory, starred as Jean Lafitte, romance brings you The Pirate of Orleans.
Jean Lafitte yet?
No, I can't say that I have.
Well, my dear, he's the most handsome thing you ever saw in your life.
Oh, is he married?
Oh, no one knows. But there are all sorts of stories. Well, I've heard that he's married to an Indian princess, a Spanish countess, and a Viennese dancer.
Oh, what does Mr. Lafitte say to all this?
Oh, what does Mr. Lafitte say?
Have it on very good authority that Jean Lafitte stopped an entire revolution once. One man against thousands.
On whose authority do you have it?
Why, on Lafitte's, of course.
Tom, What do you know about Lafitte?
Lafitte?
Yes.
Well, he and his brother have a very fine blacksmith shop, and they've just bought a store, and he's a gentleman. Why?
Well, I've heard that he's the leader of the pirates of Barataria.
Nonsense. Whatever Jean Lafitte is, he's positively not a pirate.
Hold your fire a minute.
Hey, Chief, there's a white flag going up.
Are you sure?
Take a look for yourself.
All right.
Hold your fire. Hold your fire.
Hold fire. Hold fire.
Hold fire.
Robertson, Peters, Benson, Dominic, lower a boat and come with me. Pete, get in as close as you can. I'll remove the crew and passengers and take the ship back to Barataria. That's too fine a ship to destroy. Come on, men. We'll see what flies we've got. Look at this hole, Dominic. Look at those silks and those spices. We'll get good money for this treasure in New Orleans.
There was a very pretty girl. Did you notice it, Chief? Over to the starboard. She was standing there. Her hair was like a sunshine on a yellow corn.
Dominic, what are my orders about women on captured ships?
But can we not make exception just the once? I like that girl with the yellow hair. I even marry her. Caro mio, such a beauty.
What are my orders, Dominic?
Under no circumstances is any woman on any captured ship to be approached for any reason whatsoever, conversed with, or touched on the left.
Unless by the captain.
Unless by the captain. Unless it is necessary and remove them from one ship to another or from ship to land.
See that you remember it. You wouldn't look well in irons, Dominic.
No, I would not.
All right. You start listing things down here while I go above on deck. We're setting sail at once.
Well, Mr. Pirate, if it's not asking too much, would you mind telling me where you're taking us?
If you wish to give me a title, it's privateer, not pirate. Where were you going?
New Orleans.
Well, that's where you'll be taken. Who are you? What's your name?
Constance Winthrop.
Constance Winthrop. Winthrop. Is your father General Winthrop?
Yes.
Then what are you doing on a Spanish ship?
I was visiting friends in Spain, if it's any of your business.
You should be more careful of your tongue in the presence of pirates, Miss Winthrop.
I'm not afraid of you.
Well, you'd better be. I'm just as like as not to make you walk the plank, tie you to the yardarm, or give you the spanking of your life.
You do that to a woman?
Yes, if I thought she was trying to be on equal footing in a man's world.
You have a little to learn about women, pirate.
I'm not interested in being taught, Miss Winthrop.
You're impossible. You're a conceited, egotistical, arrogant, self-centered...
Handsome, magnificent, exciting, fabulous pirate, Miss Winthrop. And now, you'd better get back to your cabin before I make you walk the plank, tie you to the yardarm, what was that other thing I mentioned, Miss Winthrop?
Oh, I loathe you. A pirate? Oh, I beg your pardon, privateer. Where is that music coming from?
That? Well, that's Dominic playing his fiddle. You shouldn't be on deck. You should be in your quarters.
No. Let me look at the moon for a moment. And taste the salt on my lips and feel the wind around me. I'm sorry I was so rude this afternoon. I lost my temper.
It doesn't matter. Women are as changeable as the weather, and I don't pay any attention to their moods.
I wish you liked me better.
Now, why should you care what I think of you? In the morning, you'll be in New Orleans. You will have left my world.
Perhaps I'd like to stay in it.
You'd like to stay on a pirate ship?
I think I would. If it was your ship.
Ah, that's because there's a moon tonight. And the air is sweet and someone's playing a fiddle. Some other day when the decks were running blood and the air was heavy with the smell of death, you wouldn't like a pirate ship.
What is your name?
I have no name.
Oh, you're a hard man to get to know.
That's right.
And after tomorrow, I'll never see you again?
Well, I hope not. You'd put a rope around my neck. Well, the air's getting cold. You'd better turn in.
Have you ever kissed a woman, pirate?
1,000.
Would you kiss me? Good night and goodbye. Or are you afraid?
Afraid? No. But you should be.
Why?
Because to me, you'd be just another woman that I had kissed. Next week, I wouldn't even remember it. But if I kissed you, you'd never have heart or lips for another man in your life.
You're a modest man, aren't you?
Modest? Me? I should say not. Why should I be modest? I'm a conqueror and a pirate.
Well, good night, conqueror. I hope I never do see you again. The temptation to put a rope around that neck might be too great. Good night.
Good night, my lady. Good night.
Chief, are you awake?
Yes, Dominic. What is it?
We are at anchor now. We are ready to take the passengers into New Orleans. You are coming up to see them?
No.
Oh, the Signora, look as though she has been crying. I would kiss her myself if it would do any good. Are you not even going to say goodbye?
No. Take them ashore.
All right, boss, all right.
Hello, Pierre. We made quite a haul this trip.
Well, we won't be able to dispose of it for a while, I'm afraid. We're in a little trouble, my brother.
Why? What's happened?
Well, Governor Clayton has sworn to stop all privateering. He says he's going to wipe out Barataria if it's the last thing he does in this world. And he says he's going to hang the leader before all of New Orleans.
Has he named the leader?
No.
Oh, well, then, what are you worried about?
Well,
in the eyes of New Orleans, we're respected citizens. Decent, peace-loving.
Maybe. Maybe not. People have always had suspicions.
Well, let's not worry about it. I'll have a good bath and a shave, and then I'll go and pay a social call on Governor Clayton. Perhaps for tea. I haven't had tea with the governor for a long time. Too long for such friends to be apart.
I tell you, Jean, I'm going to rid New Orleans of those pirates if it's the last thing I do.
Good, good. I don't blame you. It's gotten so no one's safe around here anymore.
I may call on you for help.
I'll be glad to help in any way I can.
Uncle John, have you seen my knitting?
Oh, hello, Constance, my dear. I'd like you to meet a very good friend of mine, Mr. Jean Lafitte. My niece, Miss Winthrop, Mr. Lafitte. She's staying with me until her father's return.
This is a pleasure, Mr. Lafitte.
A very great pleasure, Miss Winthrop. I'm afraid I must look in at the shop before it closes.
Oh, well, then, I'm very happy to meet you, Mr. Lafitte. And I trust we will meet again soon.
Thank you, Miss Winthrop. Good day. Good day, Governor.
Come again soon, Jean.
That's a very handsome man, Uncle John.
That's a very dangerous man, Constance. I'm convinced that he's the leader of the privateers.
He doesn't look very dangerous to me. Are you positive?
I'm so positive, I'm going to put a price on his head and send my men after him tonight.
Miss Winthrop, sit down.
Thank you.
You'll find that corner chair the most comfortable.
Thank you.
Would you care for some sherry?
Thank you, no. Your manners have improved since last we met, sir.
I change with the environment. Why did you come here to my house?
My uncle knows who you are.
You told him?
No, I don't know how he found out.
If it's true that he knows, why didn't he keep me this afternoon?
Oh, what match would he have been for you? He was alone in the house. Tonight he'll come with troops. He doesn't think you suspect that he knows, so naturally he wouldn't expect you to try to escape.
Well, then I must be on my way. There's some men to be warned.
Hurry, then, and take care of yourself. I suppose this time I never will see you again.
Constance. Once I told you I'd kissed 1,000 women. It was a lie.
I know.
I've only kissed 200 or 300.
Oh.
How many men have you kissed?
Very few.
But you offered me a kiss. Why?
Oh, such a foolish reason. I'm afraid I just wanted to kiss you.
No? Well, will you kiss me now?
No. Not after the way you acted. I never was so humiliated, so...
Darling. You know, you really should try to keep that temper in check.
I told you not to kiss me.
You might just as well have said, stop breathing. Goodbye, Constance. Goodbye and thank you.
Oh, when will I see you again?
When will you see me again? Well, you'll see me when the moon rides in a certain way that you'll remember seeing before in a midnight sky. You'll see me when you see a ship riding at anchor with a battered look about her. You'll see me when you hear someone laugh in a certain way, or someone shout, or perhaps cry. And you'll see me every time someone else kisses you.
I will not! If I'm never to see you again, I can forget you in a minute. You'll see, I can forget you all right.
Then you're not the girl for me, my beauty. Goodbye.
John!
Goodbye!
Oh, I hate that man. I hate that man. But, oh, caro mio, how I love him.
Our star, Victor Jory, will return in just a moment with the second act of Romance. But first, a reminder for you listeners. Tomorrow night, Jack Benny will be back with Mary, Dennis, Phil, Rochester, and Don for more of the fun that's made the Jack Benny Show the number one comedy in radio. You'll find him here right on CBS every Sunday at 7 Eastern Standard Time. And now, with Victor Jory starred as Jean Lafitte, and with Nina Clowden as Constance Winthrop, Romance brings you the second act of Gene Holloway's brilliant story, The Pirate of Orleans.
Mr. Lafitte, the British government is prepared to offer you the sum of $30,000 in return for your help in capturing the city of New Orleans. Oh, yes, and, of course, a full pardon for you and your men. Does the offer interest you?
The offer interests me very much. But I shall have to have time to think it over.
Very well, Mr. Lafitte. As you know, we are anchored just outside your harbor. We will await your answer.
John! Oh, John, I'm so glad I found you. I have to talk to you.
How did you ever find your way here to my camp through all the swamps?
I persuaded one of the men to bring me. John, there's terrible trouble in the city. The British are close by, but there aren't enough men to fight. General Andrew Jackson has just arrived, and he's ill with a fever and can't get men. John, the city's going to be captured.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Why, help defend it.
Are you forgetting there's a price on my head in New Orleans?
I'm sure you could get a pardon. I want New Orleans safe, and... and I want you safe in New Orleans.
But I don't want safety. I've never wanted it, and I don't want it now. What I want is a deck under my feet and a cutlass in my hand and a worthy prize coming up on the horizon.
Oh, and I thought I loved you. Why, you haven't a decent, honorable motive in you. I thought you were a fearless man that would fight for a principle if you believed in it. But I see now you're only a thief, after all. You'll only fight for a prize. Goodbye, Mr. Lafitte. Forgive me for taking up your time.
General Jackson, you've read my papers. Now then, will you grant a pardon for my men and for me so that we may fight for the United States?
The United States is most grateful, Mr. Lafitte. We accept your help with deep thanks, and your pardon shall be granted. Almighty God, accept our humble thanks for the victory we have just won. Well, Mr. Lafitte, America and New Orleans will always be grateful to you. If it hadn't been for you and the help of your men, we never would have won such a great victory.
Thank you, General Jackson. We were fighting a great cause.
Now, my boy, go on out there and dance. Have a good time. You're the hero of the hour. All the ladies are waiting to dance with you.
Tell you about myself? Well, now, let's see. Oh, yes, yes. A year or two ago, south of the Canary Islands, oh, very south of the Canaries, I defeated an entire native army single-handed.
All by yourself? Oh, Mr. Lafitte, just imagine.
It was nothing. I picked them up two by two and cracked their heads together.
Oh, do tell me about yourself, Mr. Lafitte.
Well, now let's see. Oh, yes. One time, 6 or 7 months ago, somewhere north of Haiti. Oh, very north of Haiti. Oh, very north of Haiti. I decided to hunt for treasures on the ocean bed. So I put one knife in my teeth and one in each hand, and I dove in. I came face to face immediately with six sharks.
Oh, what happened?
They ate me.
Oh!
So I wiped out the entire nation of cannibals single-handed. And then I was a little tired. And when the camel got tired of carrying me, I carried the camel. The Sultan had a harem of 60 wives. I had 1,060. And so I slept for the next 120 years.
Well, I was wondering if I was ever to have the pleasure of dancing with the lion of the evening. I've been hearing stories about you. I understand you defeated an entire native army single-handed.
I could never lie to you, Constance. As a matter of fact, it was only a brigade.
I also understand that you carried a camel.
But it was a very small camel.
And that you slept 120 years.
But only fitfully, my dear. Only fitfully. Oh, let's not dance. Let's go outside by the water for a few minutes. It's hot in here.
All right.
Smell that sea. Ah, smell it. Drink it deep inside you. Savor it. Taste it. And don't let it get away from you. What do you see when you close your eyes and smell the sea?
I see a house somewhere beside it. And I see you in that house, looking as though you were a part of it. I see little boys with your eyes and your trick of shaking your head when you're angry, running in and out of the house, banging doors and filling it with laughter. What do you see?
I see sails filled with wind, and sometimes a sea that is smooth and swelling, and sometimes rough and challenging and ready for a brawl. I see China and the Indies and cargoes of silks and spices. And I see islands, tropic trees against a yellow moon, and bananas and dates and coconuts within the reach of your hand. I see cliffs where the mountains bend down to see who's coming in the harbor. And I see harbor lights blinking a welcome.
You smell the sea and you see the ends of the earth. And I smell it and see home.
That's the difference between us. So, this is where we say goodbye, Constance, my dear.
Oh, no, Jean, stay. Try it here. You might like it.
Like it? I couldn't live the life of an honest man. I've had no practice. Do you want to domesticate me like a cow or a dog? Do you want to put milk in my veins instead of blood and chain me to the fireplace? Why, I'd be so nervous inside a week that you'd hate me. Some things are too wild for cages, my dear.
Do you love me?
Oh, Constance, what's the good of that?
I'd like to know. You've never said.
Yes. Yes, I love you. I love you. And I suspect that for the rest of my life, I'm going to have a great emptiness in my heart.
But still, you'll leave me.
Yes. Still, I'll leave you.
When are you going?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, tonight. The Pride is riding at anchor now, outside the harbor.
Well, if you'd rather have a boat than a wife, I'm certainly not going to argue.
That's the spirit, my pretty. Snap your fingers at me. Tell me to go and be hanged.
There are plenty of other men in the world, you know. Just as attractive as pirates and more honest.
Oh, not as attractive as I am. I'm a very special person, even among pirates.
You certainly are. You haven't got a heart. Where your heart should be, you've got a cutlass.
Well, careful. Don't let yourself trip over that cutlass. You might get your feelings hurt.
Oh, I loathe you.
Now we're on the same footing as when we met. And with that, I bid you an affectionate good night and goodbye. I won't kiss you this time. I don't want to make it any harder for you to forget me.
It won't be hard.
Good night, my beauty, and goodbye.
Oh, Jean, Jean. Oh, aggravation.
Well, Well, Dominic, we're off on an adventure again, eh?
Yes, Sir Chief. Now, where are we bound?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere south. We're off on a long trip this time, Dominic.
Are we running away from someone?
Huh? Yes. Yes, Dominic, you might say we are. We're running away from domesticity. From cottages and ruffled curtains. We're going back into a man's world.
I like a man's world with woman in it.
That's your great weakness, Dominic. Oh, well. Well, it's late. I think I'll turn in for a while. Your course, steady as she goes. Keep the wheel south.
Yes, good night, Chief. Steady as she goes.
Well, I'll be hanged.
Hello, pirate.
Constance Winthrop. And aboard my ship. Why, Dominic! Dominic, stop playing that fiddle. It isn't going to help one bit. Constance, what are you doing in my quarters and on my ship?
Well, measuring your portholes for curtains. I can't stand windows without curtains. You'll have to make me that concession.
I'll make you no concessions. You're going right back to New Orleans.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to China and the Indies for silks and spices. I'm going to see tropic trees against a yellow moon and cliffs where the mountains bend down to see who's coming in the harbor. I'm going with you.
But this isn't the life you want. You want cottages and fires and things. You want a home.
You are my home. Oh, don't send me back, Sean. I love you. I belong with you.
But I don't want you here.
Oh, yes, you do. Huh? Who are you going to tell about the stars and the winds and the weather? And who are you going to brag to about your conquests? And who are you going to kiss, if not me?
No one. No one. I am sufficient unto myself.
Oh, I see. You're the king.
That's right.
Well, move over, king. You're going to have to share your throne. There's a pirate queen now, too.
Well, if I have to put up with it, I suppose I have to put up with it.
Why don't you put your arms around me and try to look as though you like it?
Like it? Ah, you're a baggage. You're a baggage and a shrew and a bad-tempered scrap of womanhood, if ever there was one. And I suspect you're a punishment that's been visited on me for some sin in my youth.
But you do love me.
No. Oh, yes. Yes, you can be very sure of that. I do love you.
Everything is all right, Chief.
No. Everything's wonderful, Dominic. Everything's wonderful.
Then this is a good time to tell you I have a wife with a yellow hair down in the hold, no?
No! No, this is not a good time.
Then I tell you some other time. Good night, boss. Good night.
What happens this time if I ask you to kiss me?
Just lift up your chin and see.
Oh, Sean, you're so wonderful.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, yes, yes, yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I must admit it. I have a good ship and a good crew and a good wife. And shall I tell you something? I did it all myself, single-handed.
Romance, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, has brought you transcribed Gene Holloway's original story, The Pirate of Orleans, starring Victor Jory as the pirate Jean Lafitte, with Nina Claudin as Constance Winthrop. Featured in the cast were Ben Wright, Sammy Hill, Frank Gerstle, Charlie Long, Wilms Herbert, and Tom Charlesworth. The special music was composed and played by Eddie Dunstetter. Next week, Romance brings you the famous and delightful story by Leonard Merrick of The Doll in the Pink Silk Dress. And now stay tuned for 5 minutes of the latest news to be followed by the Let's Pretend program over most of these same CBS network stations. This is Roy Rowan speaking for CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.